A member of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee is criticizing the latest roadblock in getting Real ID fully implemented in Wisconsin. The 2005 federal anti-terror law requires states to have a stricter form of identification to ensure those living there are in the U.S. legally. Governor Doyle is not funding Real ID in his budget plan. However, Wisconsinites will still have to fork over the $10 driver's license fee set aside for the program, something Republican Representative Robin Voss of Racine has issue with.
We need to make sure that we say if we are not going to have the requirements of what Real ID says, we shouldn't collect the fee because there's no need if we're not going to spend it that way.
Doyle says they are not shutting down efforts to implement the anti-terror law, just, quote, slowing them down. What about the money coming in from fees?
With respect to the fee, I think it's a little too early. I do think that it may be that, depending on what the federal government does, we may want to use part of that fee to, you know, finish our modernization, but I think we really don't know where the federal government's going to go on Real ID now.
20 states have refused to follow the Real ID mandate, saying it invades privacy and is too expensive. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.